This is Dr. Bill Deagle. In a couple minutes, we'll be interviewing John W. Spring for Hour 3 on the Tuesday the 11th. We are actually, by the way, our announcement is we're starting March 1 with Genesis. We'll be doing live radio shows across the entire Genesis network and video at the same time, and video 7 days a week with major updates on every other major topic. Today, we're going to have John W. Spring back. He's usually Hour 3 on Tuesdays, and we're going to do a major update in a minute. I'm going to go to break here. And be right back. We're going to be back in a minute, so we will get started with our commercial break here for a minute. Okay, I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com. NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt, with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRIMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. Okay, it penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Driegel's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, 5 and 9, is the first hour with the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols for the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate.
We are now going
to
go back and cut your life here.
Return low toxic polypharmacy.
We have John W. Spring on now. Well, that's interesting. Okay, John, I would like you to kind of talk about, this is a copy of the previous letter that you sent about a week ago to POTUS, to President Trump. We've been doing letters for now over 2 years. I prophesied in August that the letter would be received on the 12th of September, and it was, the difference about this letter is both of us were shocked that the evidence indicated in the letter he was not recognizing, number one, that we have missile defense systems at work. He acted like somehow he's where everything's okay when it's not. And he didn't recognize the fact that you have known for years, you told me, that there were nukes being placed in La Horchila in Nicaragua by Putin and his henchmen even before Putin for years. And that when I mentioned the issue and you researched several months after I told you I had a supernatural vision about Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and hypersonic cruise missile launcher systems, we got proof, in fact, when I mentioned us in July, on January 9th of 2019, a year ago, to Jeff Rentz from the Rentz Network. He said, well, if you can get satellite photos, it's Pulitzer Prize winning. No one's approached you or me. You're the writer for a Pulitzer Prize for releasing this information. They've tried to bury it. And that includes the president and the staff around him have not shown enough due respect the fact we have no missile defense against an EMP weapon I call the weapon of indignation or against our population centers and our military bases. The same thing goes since 9/11. There's been a 30 times proliferation of, according to Dr. Francis Boyle, of BSL-4 facilities and bioweaponeers. And as of 2015, and two interviews I did last week, there were up to 2015, which is 5 years ago, 13,000 bioweaponeers. So in every possible way, we are putting the American population and the people of the world in jeopardy. And everything we've done, that includes under Donald J. Trump, who's doing great things. He wants to get reelected. He has to listen to people that know what the heck's going on. The advisors around him, including this guy Fauci and these other people with the World Horror Organization and the Center for Disease Creation. It's the same thing with our military and defense. The military defense systems do not have an operational system with theater air defense to stop incoming missiles. And Putin, literally 2 weeks ago, boasted his new missile system, which, by the way, when they advance it, they don't care if they blow up people like they did back in the fall in Semipalatinsk, where they killed a lot of people, advancing the technology of his hypersonic cruise missiles. So he's now boasting it can go at 27 times the speed of sound. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's unbelievable that we don't do something about this. We should be immediately insisting if Russia wants to get back in the G8, there's no way we're going to tolerate nuclear missiles in our sphere of influence violating the Monroe Doctrine. This is disgusting, and the fact that we're proliferating the nuclear missiles to Iran and to Korea, North Korea, and I'm sure there's other proxy parties if they could. I heard some evidence that something like 25 years ago, Russia was trying to sell nuclear technology to the Brazilians, and somehow they said they stopped it. I don't know. It's such a big country. I can't be certain Brazil's not doing something. They have their own aircraft manufacturing industry. Most people don't realize they're licensed to actually produce a lot of advanced jets, etc. So the Brazilians are not slouches. And if they're involved with any kind of missile defense systems, they may well be involved with the Russians, because the guys that run Brazil are basically socialists, or if you want to call it pseudo-communists too, aren't they?
Yes. What people don't realize is that we right now are in jeopardy, and in all probability, we will have two choices. One, basically to surrender our human rights,
right,
or be annihilated by thermonuclear warfare.
Right.
And in all probability, the Russian and Chinese populations will be destroyed as well on a retaliation.
Well, but, you got to understand that Satan is here, and his minions, which is the Druidic Council 13, to truncate and abort the human race. Think of this as Satan and his minions of the Draco Rotilians, which are the star system belt of Orion, have been here hundreds of thousands of years on Earth. We had an ancient galactic war, which I know about. This is not sci-fi, it's facts. That the population of Mars was destroyed by an ancient galactic war, and a planet called Tiamat was destroyed by an asteroid striking and driving and breaking it up into the asteroid belt. People need to understand that what we're facing right now is the human race will be terminated, and we have multiple things. We have not just this threat of this virus called the COVID-19 now. So they've changed the name to COVID-19, COVID. That sounds evil, doesn't it? And it's actually, it got new genes inserted from HIV that did two things. It drops your CD4 cell count, causes a cytokine storm, it actually blocks your gut from absorbing nutrients, so you waste away like somebody with terminal AIDS. So think of a cold virus that can give you AIDS. What do you think of that? And now the virus we know can be dormant for up to 24 days before it even surfaces and makes you sick. So you're spreading it like a super spreader to everybody else. And they're not the only pathogen out there. We know Ebola has now been re-weaponized, and it's killing all the native gorillas and the other civets and so on, and the other animals in Africa. People don't understand what's going on here. Multiple nations have bioweapons, and if we got into any kind of conflict, they're not going to be just shooting missiles or bringing in armies or navies. They're going to be releasing bioweapons in our population centers and killing us by the millions. And no one's prepared for this. And when I did war game simulations with the federal government in 1997 under Reserve Admiral Hughes, all our simulations, including the war game ones on their supercomputer at NOAA, we killed everybody. We are monumentally incompetent. We couldn't stop anything from happening, radiological or biological terrorism, nothing. And, yes, and any policies that I'd like to put in place, which I could, you need to have all kinds of advanced technology, including radionic identification of people who are sick, and you need to quarantine people for a minimum of 3 weeks with PCR testing, or radionic testing to see if they have the signature of the frequency of the virus in their body, which I know how to do. The problem is, we're not at all prepared. We need to have technologies like I have for the nutraceuticals for blocking the airway. We're even going to add visors, but you need an NIOSH mask. You need the defense wipes. We have our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne Plasma Iodine, which is more powerful than any other antipathogenic we have, Allicin Med and NutriSilver. Nutrient defenses strip off the capsule of virus and things that stop the cytokine storm, Power C Plus, and even the cell defense, which is 800% more absorbed. I'm actually looking at bringing a contract in of a new form of turmeric or curcumin from India that's maybe 40 times more absorbable and powerful than the previous one we had. And the one we have now is 8 times normal. So people don't understand, we're on the edge of the annihilation of the human race, and they want to force this into a form of medical martial law. In America, if I don't intervene and get in touch with Trump in time, we're going to be in a state of medical martial law by the summer. And everything is all tied together, because it won't just be a biological attack or a weapons attack with EMP against our cities. It'll be a biological attack of super weapons like the SARS. And being essentially controlled maniacs in communist China, they decide to try to hide it and actually arrest this doctor. That's what they did when he was trying to whistleblow back in December. And just 3 days ago, he died after being on ECMO, heart-lung bypass. So people need to got to get a clue here. Don't think Trump, because he's making the economy temporarily good and he's done this and that, he's doing some things that are really stupid, putting dirty water back into fracking areas to create power for PG&E in Northern California, pushing lawsuits to actually overturn the lawsuit for what we call Monsanto regarding the Roundup causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, giving more money than ever for Planned on Parenthood, though he goes to the March for Life march, saying he's going to actually stop our people from coming in here. If we know there's MS-13 in our cities, why do we tolerate them? Why don't we just grab them and get them the hell out of here? why do we tolerate this? And then the government wants to put in laws like these dumb Democrats are trying to push in a law where even if you are a felon, you've actually been convicted of a felon, you've been pushed out of the country, they want to have them fly back at our expense. They want criminals here, and they want to actually disarm the American public. Let me tell you, when the government goes that far, it's time to take over the government. It's time for actually to get over to our bayonets and guns and whatever and say, you know, enough's enough. We're not going to put up with this anymore from you fools. You're supposed to be our servants. You're not. And what I see happening here is Trump is going to listen one way or the other. My friend Dr. Bob Goldman got through to him this weekend. We not only have now the La Rochelle Island and Nicaragua problem, we now have SARS coronavirus, and Trump is clueless on this, and he's giving kudos to Mr. Xi. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, all they have these things here where the Democrats are so bad, Trump looks good, and Trump is not the solution for these problems with the current advisor on him. He is basically a game show host running the presidency like he's WWE. He's running it like World Federation Wrestling. This is not the way you want to run a presidency. You want good advisors. You want good policies. You want the people to be able to afford to have families when they're 30, to write off their debts. You want people to feel safe, that they can have open carry anywhere in the damn country, rather than no carry zones. That's where they kill people. That's where the criminals know that they can kill people. Or the illegals like MS-13, because if somebody's carrying a gun like that church in Texas, they're going to shoot the bastards when they try to start shooting up the people in the church. I think it's just ridiculous the way we run our country. Guns don't kill people, crazy people kill people. And if you're crazy, you shouldn't be anywhere near a gun. You should be in some kind of a house arrest or have a tracker on you. But you don't have red flag laws like this idiot governor from Virginia or trying to seize people with guns. You want a lawless society. It's out of control, isn't it?
Yes. Starting with our borders, we need to have complete control of our borders because that's a way in which diseases can spread.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you, these people in third world countries that don't have proper health care or containment or testing or with SARS testing with PCR kits and so on, when it gets to places like Mexico or third world countries, it'll sweep through and kill them off like rats. And this is, of course, the global policy. There's a document out and a website. It was a play on my name. They took out the information as of last year, and it was a play called Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, not L-E, and L-E-E-L stands for God. So these maniacs took my name and abused it and had a military site with jets and all kinds of other technology, but they talked about in their maps a population reduction by 86 to 90%, depending on the country. And you got to understand, I have these documents, I saved their old files on them, and they actually plan, they bet almost 40 times with Barack Obama and these globalists, and the same people believe in the green agenda, including the Vatican. 72 world leaders met in 2016 before the U.S. election, when Trump got in. These maniacs want to kill most of us. They want to disarm us first, and they've got rail cars, custom-made, and they're even this year now, in December, recruiting people for the United Nations to literally round up Americans and bring us to civil detention. You try to round me up, and I'm going to kill your ass so fast you won't know you ever had a pulse. And I'm going to use not only guns, I'll use scalar and other advanced technology I'm going to spread. And my colleagues and people listening are going to be armed with things you've never even seen until the latter 21st century. And you think you're going to start marching into American homes? We're not communist Chinese where you can march in or disarmed. We have 93 million armed Americans, 23 million vets, and we have billions of bullets, but that's only one thing. We don't have crossbows and bullets. I'm going to arm them with technology you haven't seen yet, people. And I tell you, if you want to start coming for us, we're going to come for you, and we're going to arrange an appointment for you to meet Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. We're going to be a secretary for the Most High. How's that?
Yes, well, things are just getting out of control.
They've always been under control. I'll tell you what the problem is. Our system and our world is dying for lack of wisdom. People like me that are totally fearless and gutless, have no guts for fear of losing my guts or my life or even eternality, we are the only ones that are actually going to give the truth. You have to be fearless to come against this evil because it's so advanced and so bizarre. People think, well, you're making it up. They go, no. Things that I've been holding back for 60 years since I was in heaven when I was 8.5 years old. Yeah, just turn off your phone there. Don't let them call you. Things that I've been holding back for 60 years, I'm no longer holding back. The days that I'm treated like, you know, the no more, you know, respect. Remember the comedian? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, somebody's trying to call you. They need to stop it. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, you know, the comedian, he said, yeah, I get no respect. I'm one of my favorite comedians.
Yes.
You and I have been getting no respect from Donald Trump and his staff. It really ticks me off. And these people, because they're prima donnas, they think, well, I'm the president. You're the president because we elected you and we delegated authority to you from us. You didn't get authority because you're so wonderful. You got authority because we thought you'd do the job that the Most High God was going to be our executive branch to counter maniacs like Pelosi. She should be in an orange jumpsuit already in prison. This woman is psychotic. She's crazy as hell. When I saw her standing there and whimperingly pulling apart the State of the Union address, why was she not arrested on the spot? Why did we tolerate this with Adam Schiff? They should change the last two letters of his name, abusing his gay black lover. This guy's a maniac with his poppy eyes. He needs to be in an institution. Same with Nadler. This guy is another idiot. People need to understand that we should not tolerate this kind of thing. We should treat it as a form of mental illness. These are not normal people. They're people, what I call, of clay and iron. They're being avatared by demonic entities, or they're just plain mentally ill or so sick they can't be normal human beings with compassion, decency, and they're willing to dialogue.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tolerate it. And young people I find nowadays have got a damned attitude. They have an attitude of, well, if you disagree with me, you're an apostate, and I want to punch you in the face. You want to try to punch me in the face, idiots? You're going to be sorry cat for it. You know what? I want people to, when I get back to Genesis, I want people to have the nerve to disagree with me and call in. Don't do ad hominem attacks. It won't get you anywhere. We'll just cut you off. I want you to explain why you disagree and what the reason is why you disagree. I don't mind people being disagreeable. I want them to support it with evidence and logic. What I see is gutless people that don't want to dialogue because they think that their idea is right, just like this AOC screaming her head off at the Bernie Sanders conference where she supports Bernie. Bernie is an angry nut. She's an angry nut. She's a brainless idiot. And she went to brainless idiot universities in America to teach people to be social communists. They don't know anything about economics. She's got an economic degree. That economic degree is worth wiping her ass with. It's ridiculous. It's aggravating to have people that pretend to be intellectually superior and they're actually dangerous. So they're like trying to steer the bus over the cliff of American culture.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. And the days of Rodney Dangerfield for me are over. I'm going to get respect one way or the damned other if I have to sue President Trump to talk to him. I'm going to damn well get him. My friend Dr. Bob Goldman is there. I'm sending out my update to the SARS coronavirus to 30,000 doctors that belong to the Academy. I have direct contacts. You're not going to ignore me any longer, Trump. You're going to damn well listen. You don't know what you're doing. The people around him are either idiots, globalists, or just plain Satanists. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes.
And he's the best we got. Compared to these Democrats, they're just plain out of their mind. You know, Pete Buttigieg, this freaking maniac, okay? And if you actually listen to him, he thinks he's such a smooth talker. He's a complete nutball. Then we got the Hiawatha, I call her, Hiawatha. Communist, you know, and she's really arrogant and got really angry. She's a nut. And then we got Bernie Sanders Claus. He looks like Mr. Potato Head. And the other candidates are all crazy. This guy Blomberg, what a moron. The comments he's made about catch and release and everything else that he's done in the past, he's not going to avoid this. He just figures I can spend my billions and I can force down people's throats all these social communists because he feels guilty maybe being a billionaire. He's another nutball. These people are crazy. They've got a form of demonic mental illness. They're possessed, avatar by demonic entities, or just plain mentally ill. They're not normal. They're not normal, decent human beings, are they?
No, they're not. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see Adam Schiff when he was not actually speaking. He appeared to be a very antisocial person. He isolated himself from practically everyone in the room on the floor and outside, and sometimes he would sneak outside because he just could not interact with people. He has no idea how to sort of...
Adam Schiff, I should call him Adam Shifty, or I've changed the last two letters of his name from FF to T. He's full of it. And if you want to know the smelliest poop on the planet, you know what it is? See if you can... This is a little. The smelliest poop on earth is moose poop. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But
yeah, the reason is they're eating the nettles of little trees because they're vegetarians. They eat the nettles of trees. They don't eat animals. Moose eat all these nettles, and when they ferment in their guts, the thiol compounds and so on become the most vile smell on the planet. In fact, the smell could almost kill you. They could use it as a bioweapon. And this guy is full of moose poop. Let's put it that way. Now, I want to make people laugh a little bit because, you know, this is so serious. Once in a while, you got to have a little humor here because I ran out of crying towels. But, you know, I beg people to disagree with me. I say, please, you know, and I'm going to do it with you now, too, because I do it with all my co-hosts. People say, why are you doing that? Even my wife said, you're putting them on the spot. You're asking them to ask you tough questions. Look, I know the answers 10 to 50% of the time straight up. But God, literally, as you're asking the question, and I know you're a genius, you've got an IQ of 225, will give me the answers or break the problem down to constituent parts on any topic of any human activity on Earth. Doesn't matter if it's metallurgy, geopolitics, astronomy, whatever. I want you to ask three questions, a health question, a geopolitical question, and a spiritual question. Something you've never had an answer on, you're 80 now, 80 years of age, right? On some issue, you have a burning curiosity to know. And remember, questions do not come from the mind, they come from the soul. Did you know that?
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
That's why they can't make computers that actually can learn. They're doing a thing called deep learning, trying to teach computers how to recognize a truck or whatever. They don't know how to do what's called learning because human beings are made like the Creator God. Our questions and our willingness to reach beyond our senses is purely from our soul. So if you have a high curiosity index, it means your soul, you're listening to soul speak from your higher self. That's why when you see little children learning 2,000 times faster, they're doing soul speak, and then we eventually tell them to shut up and stop talking. Most 2-year-olds learn how to speak in sentences, and 3-year-olds start asking questions that make adults wince, and 4-year-olds, they're beaten enough by their adults, they actually shut up and stop telling about the invisible friend they have because they see in the spirit realm. Guess what? Adults could never get me to shut up. I'm not going to let them beat me down to the point where, Billy, what you're saying has happened, it didn't really happen, did it? You didn't have an invisible friend. You can't see spirits and ghosts or angels, can you, Billy? And you know what? That's the problem with our society. They don't want us to see into the higher realms of reality. So people don't ask questions. I have a society where whether you're in church or going to university, I call it all mega university. You have to eat the defecation of your pastors, your priests, your politicians. Then you defecate, and if it looks, tastes, and smells like the defecation of your overlords, then you pass and you're okay. You're an okay person. And that's the problem with our society, is they want us to be okay rather than actually gain any wisdom, because wisdom is gained when you empty yourself of your self-aggrandizing ego. People think, well, you're just an egomaniac. Ego, I said, there's a hell of a big difference between competency and being a narcissistic egomaniac. I am not. And again, most people that are egomaniacs are incompetent. They're not competent. It's the incompetent ones who want to be class president, etc., or want to be a politician like this Biden guy, who's still a narcissistic egomaniac even though he's got pre-dementia. People that are narcissistic egomaniacs usually are incompetent. They're not competent, are they?
No, they're not.
Right. It's the competent ones that actually are aggravated because other people treat them like they're some kind of pariah because we raise issues that you don't want to hear. Right? I went through medical school seeing the same thing, and I'm a scientist first before I'm a doctor. Even when I did hard science, it doesn't matter. Dr. Deagle, what are you doing? Research on diabetes, research on pain, research on rheumatology, research on magnesium for ACLS, research on spiritual topics. Like, I've had people come to me and said, do you really think that Hillary Clinton has got a Draco reptilian in her? I said, of course I do. Jesus Christ went to the Sea of the Gadareans or the Sea of Gennesaret and to over the Gadareans to actually cast out demons. Do they not think that if Jesus cast out demons, they don't exist in our modern leaders? You got to be kidding. Oh, I see. What kind of Christianity do you believe in? You think that our leaders are all just indecent persons or they're mentally ill? No. They're being avatared by transdimensional entities like it says in Thessalonians. people want to be ashamed that their worldview is correct when they just, it's like taking a giant equation called the Bible and throwing a part of the equation over their shoulder. You can't do that. 2 Peter 2:10, no scriptures of private interpretation. It's a giant equation. Questions are in the New Testament, answers in the Old. God did this to take anybody who likes to live with cognitive dissonance and make them commit basically a form of spiritual suicide by not asking questions and seeking the truth. The only truth is the Creator God. He's the source of all truth. Scientific, technical, astrological, whatever. And if you don't seek the truth, you're going to be a victim. And the problem is, if you spin on those who bring the truth, you are going to die, because when you end up with the end of truth, you have the start of judgment. And when my days is being treated like Ronnie Dangerfield or Dan, we're over now. Whether it's the SARS or missile defense or other things like the coming pole shift happening to Earth, they're going to damn well listen to me or they're going to die. That's what's going to happen. And unfortunately, one way or the other, Trump's going to damn well listen to Deagle. They want my money every day. I got dozens of calls every day. Why don't you contribute? Why don't you hand in $10, $20, $50, $100? Why don't you give us some money? I'm thinking, you know what? I'll do give the money when I get a call from POTUS and he actually talks to me. And I can actually get a chance to mono a mono and say, you know, you need to talk to my buddy, John W. Spring. And he'll tell you what for, that you don't know what the hell you're talking about, that you think that you can give kudos to Xi or tell Putin he's fine and give him a big, you know, a big pat in the back when you get the ball when he's at that conference. Remember that big ball that was passed to him by Putin? People need to start getting out of life here. Trump is, I think, that it's like he operates the presidency like it's a game show, doesn't he?
Yes. You know, Dr. Deagle, during the last 3 months especially, I've been looking at people as if, in all probability, I will never see them again during the rest of my life, because they will not exist any longer. They will no longer
well,
exist.
Well, I'll tell you what I see happening this year. On the 27th, on the weekend of the 27th, God told me something that he told me when I was a little boy in heaven. He taught me quantum mechanics, by the way, and that's why in 1969 I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship to MIT, and I didn't go in to make weapons of mass destruction. But he told me something I shouldn't say to people until last weekend. And the primary crux of it is that there is only one God on a vast universe, and he has incarnated in distant worlds here, limitless worlds, where you brought me to tens of thousands of worlds, and because there's no time in heaven, the events that I had with God would have been equivalent to being with him for anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years, if you can explain all the places I've been and things I've learned, which nobody other human beings ever said anything even equivalent to what I know about the nature of the universe, okay? And I've been told for 60 years to be quiet about it. Don't tell the teachers, don't tell the nuns, don't tell your parents, don't tell your wife, tell no one until last week. And what I see happening is what I see: an ignorant world about to die. They're going to die from a pole shift, thermonuclear war, biological chemical weapons, economic chaos, and like they said in the movie The Big Short, for every point that the economy drops, 40,000 people in America die. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen in China? Do you know that they're already, their economy is contracting at a rate now that's mind-boggling? Do they not see that that's going to happen in America? Do they think that stopping a few flights when they actually have one of the guys, in fact, they got the news here, and I want to go over and hear your comments about the news about China. And listen to this now. Let me see if I can pull up the Epoch Times here. It's not science. It's just one in here. Yeah. Let me read some of these things off to you and get your comments about this, because this is the latest in Epoch Times, and I'm going to do a refresh because I get the online version of it. Okay? Now, this is from China. This is the latest stuff. Now, this is parallel to the missile crap that's going on with Russia, proliferating nuclear weapons in Iran, North Korea, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And God knows there's probably another nation. If I was going to pick one, I'd say it's probably in South America, or maybe Africa, or both. But I guarantee the Russians are not silent trying to sneak sneaky weapons in to try to hurt us. Most likely South America, because they want to be in the sphere of influence so they can strike at the heart of America and we won't have them a pole disturbance and trying to send a missile over the North Pole, which they had. So let me read this. Listen to this. This is actually in China. Pentagon names 11 military bases of potential coronavirus quarantine centers. Holy cripes, this just happened last hour. Right? It named 11 military bases. These are in the United States, a potential quarantine center for U.S. coronavirus cases after being asked, okay? Princess cruise ship forced to turn around after 370 sickened in gastrointestinal outbreak. This isn't even coronavirus. This is just a gastrointestinal outbreak. Coronavirus, they don't even know yet because they haven't done PCR testing. Coronavirus outbreak will trigger deluge of bankruptcies in China, economists. A deluge, okay? Coronavirus quarantine ends for 195 Americans at California Air Base. Of course, they went to the Air Base. I think they went to the one just north of San Diego. U.S.-led government workers leave Hong Kong amid coronavirus fears. So there's government workers there. By the way, people don't know that most of the drugs in America are actually made in China. And you know all the FDA people oversee the Chinese manufacturing of our FDA-certified, we call generic drugs? They're all out of China, so no one's supervising the Chinese when they manufacture these drugs for all our seniors. Did you know that?
It doesn't surprise me.
No, they brought them out last week. So in other words, these idiots are going to be making drugs that most of the people, because we export all our business to China, and now we can't even have to supervise them because to save the lives of our workers and our supervisors, we got their butts out of China before they got infected. China's coronavirus crisis hits global flows of letters and parcels. Now, you got to see this as a parallel to the same thing with nuclear weapons. They wanted the proliferation of nuclear weapons because, you see, the military-industrial banking complex, so you have to add banking, military-industrial intelligence banking complex, prosecutes wars that we never win so that we can make trillions of dollars of debt so they can subjugate the people and get more control and power, right? If you really want to win against an enemy and use what they call asymmetric battle techniques, which I know how to do, and they're now talking about it, I could win a war with any country in a weekend. Okay, this idea you have to have a long, prolonged war with a lot of battles and dead people and broken buildings and everything is ridiculous. And when you have a war, it ultimately makes the enemy decide, let's go to the table and work out a deal. Everybody eventually, once you count the body count, has to sit down at the table and decide, we've killed so many of our people, we've destroyed so much of our infrastructure in our country, let's work out a deal so we can have some people survive. That's how stupid this is, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
War is dumb. Chinese Falun Gong practitioner forcibly held in coronavirus quarantine after torture. Now, the people that actually founded the Epoch Times is a Falun Gong survivor. Because you got to remember, Falun Gong has 72 to 100 million in China, and they treat them worse than dirt. It's unbelievable what they do to the Falun Gong in China. And have for decades. They have 20,000 Laodai camps. If you're a Falun Gong, just being one, they can grab you, tissue type you for your organs, put you in a place, and if your organ tissue type comes up, they take you to an airport, whip out your organs after they shoot you in the back of the head, transfer them in a coal pack in an aircraft to bring them to whatever country, including Emory University in Atlanta or your surgical centers in Europe to transplant the organs. If you don't believe me, they tried to recruit me to be involved with these morons. And I have a photograph of them where I know exactly what the hell they're up to. And it's all run by the Special Activity Division of our CIA, runs this for the drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trade of prostitution and underage girls, to the tune of trillions of dollars to be siphoned off for deep underground military bases, mainly an off-world space project and weird genetic research, and including AI, to make the AI beast system. People think, oh, yeah, but it's not under surveillance of the Congress, Senate, or the President either. Next article. Pentagon keeps focus on modernizing to counter China in 2021 budget request. Modernizing? What do you think modernizing? You think modernizing the Pentagon is going to save lives? These people just figure they want to profit on anything. Anything, any kind of conflict, the military gets bigger and bigger budgets and spends more freaking money on stupid stuff. Second plane carrying Canadian evacuees from China arrives in Canada. That was just happened today. Cruise ship stranded at sea over coronavirus fears, denied entry by several countries. This is actually unbelievable, isn't that? Holland America ship stranded. Citizen journalist in coronavirus epicenter of Wuhan has been detained by local police. new coronavirus officially named COVID-19, COVID-19. And by the way, our CDC has the patent for the coronavirus, and we know the genetic sequence, which was actually sequenced by a Indian scientist last week, and he had to retract because they threatened his life. So he retracted his statements, which are gene analysis. It's not open opinion, indicating there's genes inserted there from AIDS. Damn it. So this is like getting a virus that actually is like a cold that maybe you get AIDS and you get wasting syndrome, or you get all the effects of terminal immune system failure and cytokine storm. Unreal. So where do you think this is going? If you were to finally get to talk to Trump in the next, let's say, month, and you finally get to actually get a secure phone call and a secure line, so some idiots in the media can't take it and try to dissect away sound bites from you and try to spin it to try to either destroy your reputation or the validity of what you're saying or your cohorts. For example, when I talked yesterday to Greg Ford, he said he's going to have an interview, and this is coming up this Thursday with NPR. Well, most of these media, including NPR, want to know what you're saying if they don't agree with you, because they're just basically vassals of the New World Order. And they want to interview you so they can spin it and mock you, so they won't believe you're telling the truth. And that's what I find particularly disturbing, because the media are allowed by the courts and by the president and by the elected officials to persecute those people who raise questions they don't want raised, don't they?
Yeah. We have such a serious situation going on, and I doubt if it's ever going to be completely contained or under control.
I know it'll be completely contained. You know, I'll be contained in the millions of coffins and body bags and other things where their bodies will be contained. You see, let me explain something. There's a movie and a book called The Time Machine. You ever been reading it years ago? Now, in The Time Machine, written as an allegory, and these are people who are contracted by the British elite and high-level masons, they had somebody had developed a time machine, and he went 80,000 years into the future. And in that future, there were survivors called Eloi that landed on the surface, and they were like little sheep, but they were kind of very primitive human beings. But they survived on the surface, the small populations. But down deep in the earth, sealed down there because they couldn't get back out of their underground lairs, they became the Morlocks. And they couldn't be exposed to sunlight. They were kind of like beast-like beings. Smart, but sealed underground for 80,000 years. All right?
Yep.
The tunnels of these deep underground bases are on the surface are going to be broken. Now, the deep base might survive, but if there is a major pole shift that's going to occur to the New World Order, they're going to be sealed down there for good, because the EMP effect will destroy the microchips and the tunneling machines that they have, and they're not going to tunnel back out of there. They're going to be stuck down there as long as they exist down there, unless there's some future thing many, many thousands of years from now wherein they can get out. People don't understand what's going on here. Is God is going to separate the sheep and the goats. The goats are going underground. The sheep are going to be on the surface. I'm not telling anybody to go into a deep underground base. I don't want to see it happen. I want people to know you want to not be on the coast, not be within 25 miles on the west coast or 125 on the east coast of a fault zone, not be downwind of a nuclear reactor. You want to be outside large cities, and you want to prep up with food, water, ammunition, and clothing and so on, and be ready for major climatic changes too. But people need to realize, once you get over the first literally 2 months, you're going to make it. You know why? You know how to gather food up from the environment. It's naturally growing. The people that are going to be stupid are all going to be either sequestered underground bases or going to be dead. And by the end of 6 months, there's not going to be any opposition at all, which is why the military, and I've been told this, and confronted the FEMA director back in 2001 at the Adams Mark Hotel. I said, you know, to the FEMA director while he's on the lectern, your policy is if someone's been poisoned with radioactive isotopes, is to put them in a body bag if they're dying and not to decontaminate them. And in fact, your idea is if someone's got a biological weapon, to isolate them and to make sure they're dead so they don't spread to anybody else. People need to grasp the government's not here to take care of you. They're here to take you by the hand into your own coffin. Right?
Yes. Well, Dr. Deagle, you're the only person that I've ever spoken to who seems to be aware, besides myself, of the destruction of the biosphere of Mars through galactic warfare. And it seems as if we're going to have a replication of this on planet Earth in the not-too-distant future, unless...
No, I can tell you, God should give me more visions about this event than anything else in the last 10 to 12 years. It's called a pole shift. And then we have Professor McCanny, who's been on the show. He's in South America. He had to escape the American government because they were after him. And he has Mark Gaffney, who lives up in Oregon. And his book is almost finished. And we've proven that at the time when the Atlanteans had the pole shift occur that destroyed their civilization tens of thousands of years ago, that Atlantis and Mu, that the... and then, by the way, the ancient books written by the Atlanteans were passed to the Alexandrian Library to the Vatican, and Nikola Tesla called the vibrations or the frequencies of the orbs. That's the reason why pretty well everything that Tesla did was tied to frequency and harmonics, right? And what you have to understand is that the pole shift, which is going to move the crust of the Earth and cause tsunamis on the coasts and major superquakes near the fault zones, if you're in 25 miles of a major fault zone, your building will be ripped to pieces. If you're more than 25 miles, you're probably okay. If you're on the coast, we're going to get hit with a tsunami up to maybe half a mile high. If you're in a large city, it'll be a dead zone. It'll be a killing field. If you follow some simple rules and are ready to even be alive for 2 months, that's all, just 2 months, and you're not in a big city, you have a real good chance of surviving. You don't have to leave and go to Central America or somewhere else in the world. All you got to do is be in a rural area away from the craziness, and you'll be fine. But you got to know that this is coming. A pole shift is going to cause major effects to geoclimate. It's going to shift the Earth, and I can tell you exactly where the North America will be. It moved already the last time, so that the North Pole used to be in the south part of Baffin Island, and the North Pole moved northward towards Siberia, 1,657 miles. If that moves again that distance, it'll move the equator, so it'll be now passing through Havana, Cuba. And most of the southern United States will be tropical or subtropical. People aren't prepared for that. They think they're going to survive if they're sitting in a little boat on the coast. No, you want to be inland and you want to be up high enough you can survive it. And people aren't prepared for this. They don't have to realize the New World Order is going to cut those days short. It says in the book of Mark, the Bible says, lest those days be cut short, no one in the flesh would survive. Well, guess what? We're going to survive because you know what? God's going to cut them off. The New World Order is not going to be defeated by us. People that are like us are going to warn people to say, be prepared for the pole shift, be in the right positions in the right places. You're not downwind of nuclear reactors are going to go critical, because if you're anywhere near a nuclear reactor, even if it has bad practices and all this other crap, they can't stop the reactor core from losing containment. So if you're not out west here, and you're not prepared to deal with all these things that are coming, you're going to be a collaborator to see the end of the world happen, aren't you? So closing comments you want to make, John, because I think it's important people understand we need to get through to POTUS, and we have now multiple events. We've got $188 trillion in debt ready to pop. We've got China's economy collapsing. It's now 70% of the world economy. We've got a chain of production of materials. When it happened with Fukushima Daiichi, there was black dye and other simple parts from one little tiny area of Japan, and it shut down major sectors of the automobile industry, for example. The events in China are going to shut down the world economy. It's going to get really bad, and the idea is, oh, we should just get busier with China. No, we shouldn't. We should isolate China completely and make sure they have to internally isolate so they can make sure they don't spread it to inside their own country, because they've got a lot of bodies there that could be poisoned. We need a kind of like a Manhattan Project to control this, because what I see so far is we're not putting the money and time into it to stop this, because we knew eventually a plague like this was going to arise because they're playing with it, right?
Yes. Well, I find that the younger generation throughout the world would like to live without war, but what's being foisted upon them through their ignorance is going to lead to war. And I'm hoping that you and I are going to be able to reach the President of the United States.
Oh, we're going to one way or the other. Listen, I have a strategy, and I'm amping it up. If strategy one doesn't work, it's going to go to strategy two, three, four, five. Believe me, it's going to get more and more aggressive until eventually I've got you standing in front or on a video link or audio link directly with POTUS. And I want people to understand, I want him to become a revered and honored president. But right now, he's done a lot of good works, but he's also doing a lot of evil. Now, until he actually wises up and realizes that he can't just because he's not going through one of these big vetting establishments or whatever, that we should not just respect him. We have to understand that Donald J. Trump, if he's not properly advised, is going to screw up America and the whole world.
Yes. I think our listening audience should understand that you and I are doing everything we possibly can to prevent a thermonuclear war and devastation through other means that we've alluded to on the program already.
Yeah. But the solution comes for me. I want thousands of people listening to this report right now to email and contact POTUS. If he wants to get elected, there's three things he needs to do. Number one, listen to the people that are watching TV or listen to the blogs like this. Number two, validate that what we say. Don't believe what we say. Get your intelligences to validate it. Number two. And number three, pray to God that the advice you get will save American lives and people in China. Because right now we're tolerating the Chinese doing horrible things to the Chinese. You shouldn't be saying, giving kudos to Xi, that he's doing the great thing. When I saw this poor little woman being grabbed and taken out of her home and beaten to unconscious and laying limp beside her vehicle, and her husband trying to protect her, and they beat him up too. This is disgusting. Trump, stop kissing the butt of terrorists and maniacs like Putin or the other. It's like when they kill Qasem Soleimani. You make treaties with your enemies, you make dinner for your friends. Okay, giving a slice of cake in Mar-a-Lago to Xi because you think he's a great guy and you have a nice relationship with him, that's BS. This is not a game show. This is reality. Right? Yes.
Absolutely.
You need to say, hey, I want to work out a deal with you, but we've got certain markers. In other words, you have boundary zones. If you don't take the freaking missiles out of Lauchil Island and Nicaragua, we're going to make sure we come in with drones and we start killing your missile silos all across Russia. And we'll start doing a flash program to destroy your entire crops. So your people are going to starve to death. You want to do that? I have a phone call to say, listen, Putin, I want to work out a deal. I'd like you to come to my Mar-a-Lago and I'm going to give you a nice dinner. But if you don't want to play ball here and you think you're going to put America in grave danger, I'm going to make sure your civilization is going to starve to death. And if they don't think we can do it, believe me, we can. We can actually create a total thermal inversion, drop the temperature 200 degrees and try to destroy their entire crops with what's called a hemicane. Have you ever heard of a hemicane before? It's a hurricane on land in the continent. We can do it. Now, the problem is we've had this technology for about 30 years, and we don't go and have an attitude toward people who are doing bad things. If somebody was trying to do bad things in my home, sorry, cats, I had one guy last year who was threatening me on Facebook, and I got his name, and I threatened him back. I said, you know what, sucker? If you're stupid enough to come to Vista, California, and think you're going to take a gun out and whip me, I'll kill you so fast you won't know you ever had a freaking pulse. Oh, you can't say that. I even had some relatives say, oh, you shouldn't say that. Guess what? All the death threats stopped. You know why? They say, oh, Deagle's nuts. Guess what? You do not want to face it. And the same thing with President Trump. He wants to have our votes. He needs to face the fact he doesn't have the truth. He's got advisors around. Look at this guy, you know, I call Lightning Bolton. Look at even Pompeo, some of the comments he's made. Look at the guys like Fauci. These guys are sitting on patents for bioweapons. They're part of the problem. They're not part of the solution. He needs to fire the whole lot, like Dr. Francis Boyle said. He needs to fire the whole lot of these maniacs. They're the ones creating the problem of the bioweapons. And he shouldn't be kissing the ass of Xi and saying how wonderful Xi is, when Xi actually in the BSL-4 facility, I guarantee you, the Communist Chinese Party are fully behind making a race-specific bioweapon. You got to make the weapon first. Then you got to make countermeasures so you can serve it to the Americans or Europeans and kill them all because your country is disappearing because the Gobi Desert is expanding and you don't have a way of actually supplying even food, so you have to contract to other countries. People don't get it. The Chinese want to kill us all off because the Communist Party could give a crap whether or not Europeans or Americans die. They want a race-specific bioweapon, and they got out of their containment, which is why it's killing them now. Isn't that, you know, vile justice? And the poor people of China, we should tolerate our Chinese brothers and sisters being tortured? I don't think so. My youngest sister is married to a man whose mother swam across Kowloon Bay in shark-infested waters when her parents were, and grandparents were all bankers in Shenzhen because the damn communists came in, and she managed to immigrate to Canada and had my younger sister's husband, and they have some very smart and wonderful children. But people need to understand, my Christian brothers and sisters in China, like this nurse that I got a video clip last week, these people are being tortured to death. They're scared to shitless, and we're putting up with it. Why? Why do Americans think, well, I'm okay, well, sorry for you, old poor Chinese, and they feel very insular. There's no such thing as being insular in the world. If we tolerate the Chinese and they're doing WhatsApp and these other things, they're going to bring it here. The Google Corporation and their WhatsApp is working with the communist Chinese. They want to bring social rating to our culture too, don't they? Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So guess what out there? Stop thinking, well, I want to be entertained, Dr. Deagle. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to shock you, Kate, you. I want 2 4,000 volts of paddles, like, you know, the paddles you use to cardiovert your heart on your freaking temples to wake you up and realize I'm not here to make you feel nice and cozy and warm. I'm here to scare the crap out of you so you finally decide to do something like write a letter to Trump, say, you better talk to John W. Spring and Deagle. You freaking idiot Trump. And the Democrats are so gone, they should all be in a mental institution. When I see their dialogue and they're having these Iowa caucuses, this is the kind of stuff that's laid out of like a nightmare. Nightmare politicians, isn't it?
Yes. And this is why I, and later you, have to meet directly with the president.
Yeah, you know what? You know, people have to understand, my days of John Rodney Dangerfield are freaking over. God had to resurrect me, and the latest thing is almost 5 times. He brought me back from the dead for a purpose. You know why? I am the Moses of this day. I'm the Lama, the one to bring forth other prophets and apostles. You're not just John W. Spring, IQ 225, that saved us from the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983. No, with Reagan. You're apostle, prophet, John W. Spring, and if the people don't listen to the grace and manna of truth you give to them, our civilization's going to die. John W., you know, basically, JFK was dying with adrenal disorder, right? You understand that, right? So even though his father was a criminal and they made their money by doing criminal things during the Prohibition, he was a very high IQ JFK, but he was a decent man because he knew he was dying. There's nothing like death hanging over you like Damocles' sword to make you a decent person and repent before the Most High God. That's why they killed him. Lyndon Baines Johnson, the SAD, the CIA, and the, I call it, it's a real hell, Israelis, and wanted nuclear weapons to get nuclear material. They all decided, we got to kill this guy, JFK, because he's trying to control and actually cut off the authority of the Special Activity Division of the CIA to go and cause meddlesome chaos and then great order all around the world for the bankers. Look at all the wars we've been into since the founding of America. We're in these wars because it's good for bankers. It's not good for the American population, the poor young people. I saw this woman on a commercial here early this morning and one last night. She's crying. She said, I don't have 7 arms. She has 7 kids. Her husband's dead. He's here in one of these useless wars, and he comes back in a body box. I saw the pictures. He was looked like a wonderful man. And instead, we prosecute these stupid wars and not only kill the citizens in these countries with weapons of mass destruction, our own men and women come back either dead or body bags, or their bodies are blown to bits with no legs or arms. Holy frig, man, I'm getting sick of this. This is as close as you or I, John W. Spring, are going to get to hell. Isn't it?
Yes. Yes, Dr.
And you know what? I'm sick and tired of it. And if they think they want to have a battle, guess what? I'm as tough as my ancestor Moses and more. And I have both intellectual and supernatural talents and abilities, and I'm going to unleash them this year. I'm not going to hide them and say, well, hide your talents, don't offend people, because you should change so people like you. I don't want people to like me. I want people to respect me for their own sake, not for my sake, so they don't suffer and die. Not just die a physical death, a spiritual death of our nation, our world, and their eternal soul. I'm sick and tired of people trying to say, let me entertain you. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to wake you up to save your hide. I'm like a spiritual, intellectual firefighter trying to save you with a Scott Air Pack from the Most High God. And you want to pull the Scott Air Pack off so I suck up the same lies as you and die. Not just physically die, but spiritually die. I'm not going to do it. So I don't know. I'm pretty enraged by what I see going on. And now we have multiple problems. We've got the Russian nukes. We've got the bioweapons release. And now we have the pending peace accord. Now, I want to open this can of worms up. March, I think it's 2nd to 4th, there's a election in Israel. It's a real hell, I call it. It's a real hell. And Netanyahu, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is going up for election, although he's so corrupt, they're actually thinking about prosecuting him for crimes. You know that, right?
Yes.
And to back him up, Jared Kushner with Donald J. Trump put together this peace accord that he's fully behind, and he thinks this is going to get him elected. And they want to build a temple in the Temple Mount, and they want to get the Palestinians territory. And in the Bible, this is a warning sign that the one who does this is the Antichrist, the one who's replacing Christ or bringing peace to the earth. They've already announced that if Donald J. Trump gets the Palestinians to accept this agreement, because Netanyahu is fully behind it, they want to give Donald J. Trump the title King of Israel. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Now, if you don't think they want to turn a good guy, a guy with a decent heart, wants to stand up for the pro-life little unborn babies, into the Antichrist, let me tell you, that's what they're trying to do to Trump. And I want to get through the man before his eternal soul is damned, because that's where we're going right now, isn't it? So, John, I want to wrap it up here now. I want you to make a closing comment, and then we're going to be, I want people to understand we're here to try to get people the truth, but make sure you make your contacts and pull up how to contact the president, because we need to get John W. Spring on to have a secure line to talk to him. We not only have the danger of Russian nukes and EMP attacks, we now have the SARS coronavirus that's a nation slayer out. And this year, the world ID is converging on us. We're heading toward a disaster. This is the year where the first, I called the start of what's called the unveiling of the truth, both good and evil. This year is the year of truth, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wish the American people understood the danger of the Real ID Act, basically, because once it's implemented, once it goes into place, which is this coming October of this year, 2020,
right?
Your individual rights are a thing of the past, because you are going to be under more control than Adolf Hitler had over Nazi Germany or Joseph Stalin
In October of 2019, I got info from my intel sources that an event was going to happen. It was going to force the states and the government to actually track people crossing state lines. That's the SARS coronavirus. We will be, by this summer, if things don't get under control, we will be in a state of medical martial law. So thank you, John. We want to continue this discussion, but I want to get you get another letter out. We'll get it off to POTUS, and I now have direct contact to him through my friend Dr. Bob Goldman. See, you take care, and people out there, do go visit NutriMedical.com. Get all your wellness needs at NutriMedical. We've had so many shows now discussing our nutraceuticals, and get the first line defense kit and get yourself ready for taking care of your health and be ready for major changes to America and the world. Take care and take action every day of your life with NutriMeds. And my dear wife, you can see her in the picture here. She'll be on Friday taking your questions and protocols live on the Friday show.